I'm Mark Simmet. We are live from the basement venue of the Des Moines Social Club, and we have a couple sets tonight from the Wellpennies for you. It's going to be great, and they have taken the stage. Welcome, Wellpennies.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello to you.
Hi.
Now, I should mention it's just Brian and Sarah of the Wellpennies tonight. This is kind of a warm-up for the May 1st show, right?
Yeah, yes. Correct. We're coming back on May 1st with the full band, and we're being joined by the Valley High School Orchestra, actually. It's kind of a fun, special show
that's,
for us.
That's kind of hard to imagine. That's going to be, now that's going to be upstairs, right?
Yeah, upstairs in the theater.
How many people in that orchestra?
25 students.
Really?
Yeah, string players and a harpist, which
okay.
should be fun. Yeah.
Wow. So yeah. Just imagine Brian and Sarah backed up by 25 string players, a harpist, and all that, and you'll get an idea of what's coming up on May 1st. Now, the Wellpennies, we first heard about you, as far as Iowa Public Radio is concerned, from your Beatles Reimagined project. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We were approached by the guys from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, and they were doing this kind of funky project where they were taking old, like, early Beatles songs and completely, like, revamping them. And the way they told us to record it was they were like, they wanted us to, like, wake up and thought that we wrote that song. Like, what? How would have we done it? So we could completely change the melody if we wanted to, completely change the production, anything we wanted to. So we had a lot of fun kind of messing with that.
Nice. Yeah, and it turned out well.
Thank you.
And then, of course, next thing we knew, well, a couple years later, there was the album that you have out right now. And tell us a bit about the history of the Wellpennies.
Oh, that's me. Okay. I think we've been doing music since, like, 2008. We started out in Massachusetts playing on each other's solo stuff. And then it just grew from there. We went through like 5 different horrible band names and moved out to LA and expanded the band. And now we're here. We actually just moved to Iowa this summer. And that's terrible history, but that's the history. I mean, that's boring, but.
No, that's very exciting, Sarah.
Yes, it's incredibly exciting.
That you know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, okay, so they were in Los Angeles and they came to Des Moines. And then the question is, why would they do that?
I am a native. Brian is the captive, to quote Reagan. So I grew up here. My whole family's here.
How's it going so far, Brian?
You know, I love it. I'm sure you guys know this, but there's this, like, this kind of artistic community under the surface that's really strong and really cool. And it's something you really don't get on the coasts. Something that we always said about Los Angeles and New York was there's a lot of people talking about art, but there's very few people doing it. And here there's a lot of people doing it. And it's something we grabbed onto right away. And we're just so happy to be part of it now.
Very nice.
Yeah, we're loving it.
And tell us about the youth orchestra thing. It's not just the May 1st date with the Valley High School Orchestra, but this is a whole series of gigs with youth orchestras. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, when we were recording our album, we put a lot of strings in there. And our violin player, who played most of the parts, is a teacher himself. And kind of throughout the whole recording process, we started thinking, like, wow, wouldn't it be cool if we could put on a show with a bunch of his students, like a youth orchestra? And we all got really, really excited about that, and we couldn't get it out of our heads, and so much so that we actually notated all the music ahead of time, you know, in hopes that one day we'll be able to do this. And we played a kind of a test show up in Anchorage, Alaska, a few months ago, and we were all really nervous. We had no idea how it went, and the kids were amazing, and it was like one of our favorite shows we've ever done. And after that, we've been getting requests from, like, all over the country from youth orchestras wanting to participate. And so we're doing a few more next month here in Des Moines, starting here in Des Moines. We're going to go play after that up in Wisconsin with a 100-piece orchestra. Like 100 kids going to be with us on stage. It's going to be fun.
That is amazing. 100, really, 100 pieces?
100, yeah, 100 kids.
Okay.
It's going to be loud, but it's going to be fun.
Yeah, and we want to mention it's May 1st with the Valley High School Orchestra, and then you're doing a thing for Iowa Public Radio on April 28th. You're going to do our open house at our Cedar Falls studios.
Yeah.
How many players for that one?
That's our quintet. So, okay. So the band, so we're building up to the big orchestra. Yeah. But the full band, yeah.
So we're getting all kind of all variations of Well Penny's music.
Right.
Tonight is just the two of you.
Yes.
There'll be a few players on April 28th, Cedar Falls, at the IPR studios there. And then on May 1st, upstairs in the theater here at the Des Moines Social Club, the big orchestra. So it's exciting. Well, let's hear some music from the Well Pennies. Please welcome them.
All right, thank you.
Up in a cloud and a blanket of grace. And I know it's fine, but I feel a lot better with you and a bottle of wine. If a color's fading, there's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Like a feather that hurts, like a sting of a bee. And I know it's fine, cause I can bring a rattle and you can bring that shine. There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Take my hand and shake the world with me. There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me?
Thanks so much. So this next song is called Drive. We're big fans of road trips, and so this song kind of came out of one of those experiences. Getting used to the clean air here in Iowa, being from L.A.
Or living in L.A.
Living in L.A., I know. We're going to do that Beatles tune that we talked about earlier. I think this will be cool. You know, we started out doing open mics and and small coffee shops like that. And it's been a really long time since we've done that. So it's really fun to kind of get to do this again. Thank you. So while I tune up, Sarah's going to tell you about the next song.
Oh, okay.
Are we doing exciting?
Yeah.
So our latest album is called Endlings. I don't know if you know what an endling is. I have a school lesson here about the endling. An endling is the last individual of a species. So that was our inspiration for the entire album, and it was basically talking about protecting what's important. So each song kind of has a theme. The song we played, Drive, was about love. Obviously, we want to protect love and always have that in the world. So this next one is called Sightings, and it's literally about how there are animals that have gone extinct, but yet there are still sightings of them. The one that we sort of used as the symbol was the Tasmanian tiger, which went extinct in Tasmania in 1936. But still to this day, there are sightings of it. So it's sort of the idea of, like, are we in denial? Are we just trying to make ourselves feel better? Or is there a hope that they do live out there and exist? So that's what the song's about. It's called Sightings.
There's that sound, a moan or a sigh. Sure, I know a hope from a lie. different kinds of these broken lines. Leave me staring out in the cold, and I can see you there almost anywhere, like a glimmer of, so I'm told.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I think we have more tuning going on here.
Yes.
So I guess I'll explain the next song. The next song is called The Flying Machine. So it's on the album, too. And we wanted to write a song about faith, that a true story that represented faith. So this is about the Wright brothers and how they wanted to get man to fly. And they spent a long time trying to do that. People didn't believe them, called them liars even after they did. And but they managed to do the impossible. And so we thought that was a good example of having faith in something. Are you good?
Yeah. Right.
So this is The Flying Machine. Thank you.
left on the ground, waiting while they're listening, never hearing a sound, don't know what they're missing. No one knows her at all. Burdens make it brighter when I take hold of the fall. The air feels so much lighter under my control. Under my control. And up she goes. And up she goes. And broken hearted, no one knows her at all. Hope is such a fighter. I will come when she calls. The air feels so much lighter under my control. Under my control.
We're going to do one more and then take a break. It's so weird having such an attentive audience. I'm not used to it. It's really bizarre. We haven't done this in such a long time. We usually have a band behind you.
Well, also, yeah. Or you're playing in a place where everybody's drinking and they don't care what you're doing. There's that, too.
It's nerve-wracking. You guys are so staring at me. I can see you. I think that's what it is. I can see you. The lights are on in here.
Yeah.
This last song for this set we're gonna do. This is one of the first songs we ever played together.
And, it's not our song.
Oh, you can't. If they don't know it, maybe we could we can claim it.
Well, now I just ruined that. So.
This is a song by Iron and Wine. And if I retuned, it might be a lot better.
And we lay in rooms who's unfamiliar, but until now, oh, 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 oh. Until now, oh, 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 oh. Until
thanks so much. We'll be back soon.
That's the Well Pennies on Iowa Public Radio Studio One Tracks, and we will indeed have another set from the Well Pennies in just a few minutes, so stay tuned for that and much more music ahead on Tracks. I'm Mark Simmet. It's Iowa Public Radio Studio One.